Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 12, 2010. Now, Valentine's Day is on Sunday, and we will write messages on the weekend, so this is our Valentine's Day message. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share a few moments with you from the Word of God and from the perspective that we share today. Our message is titled, For Better or For Worse. The scripture text is Ephesians 5, verse 25.
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
In the course of my chaplain work, I see three brothers, Mel, John, and Linsford, who have a total of 90 years of dependable service in the same company. Each workday, they join together for lunch in Mel's office, and I especially enjoy greeting them in this warm family setting. I have two brothers, Mike and Pat, but since we reached adulthood, the three of us have always lived far apart. We see each other only on occasion, although we do talk frequently over the phone. Last summer, the Kurtz's brother's mother died after 6 years of taking up residency in a nursing home. Three times a day, 7 days a week, and for all 6 years, their father drove to the nursing home, continuing his role as husband and loving companion to his wife until her death. That's enduring love.
Enduring love is a tested, proven, and unending commitment that should be at the heart of any marital vows. It starts out as a romantic relationship where appearance, talent, personality, and intelligence are usually the qualifying factors in solidifying a long-term commitment. But enduring love comes over time and is strengthened through the way partners handle expectations, account to one another, communicate effectively, and fulfill each other's needs. Much like gold is tested in a furnace capable of reaching 2,000 degrees, enduring love is tested repeatedly in the blazing furnace of trials, failures, disappointments, and losses.
As a young Bible college student, I made a call on an elderly couple named George and Elizabeth. After a brief visit, I witnessed a tender, almost sacred moment when George gently planted a kiss on Elizabeth's forehead. They had been married over 50 years, and Alzheimer's disease, it was called senility back then, was now taking its toll on Elizabeth. But this couple had made a commitment in their marriage vows many years earlier that in part stated, for better or for worse. They'd experienced the better for the majority of their adult years, but now he was enduring the symptoms from worse because of his loving, enduring commitment. In an enduring relationship, we enjoy the good and endure the grief encountered along the way.
Though it seemed the worst of times for this couple, the love was still there, a love firmly rooted in commitment to God's design for marriage. George saw her every day, even though to most observers there was no indication that she even recognized him. They demonstrate what following Christ and keeping promises is all about to a young college student preparing for ministry and for marriage, and I'm grateful for that. It left a lifelong impression on Stephen, and I believe that I am the one who's benefiting from that.
Well, on Valentine's Day, romantic love is celebrated. There are many who chafe at the biblical pattern of marriage, so simply expressed in the creation mandate, found in Genesis 2, verse 24. A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
The Apostle Paul makes the simplest statement in the daily text, husbands, love your wives.
Men, today and every day, let us heed this straightforward command. And ladies, and I right here beside Brooksine, let me assure you that we men treasure our wives' devotion and love.
Let's pray together. And this is a prayer especially for you. Father, we ask you to bless couples listening to our message today. Help them to grow together through love and laughter, respect and forgiveness, through the good times and through the difficult times. May it not just be for a season, but for life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for listening to us today. This is the message we have prepared for Friday, February 12th, 2010. And of course, we called it a Valentine's Day message because we do not prepare on the weekends. So this will be up on our website all weekend long. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. And once again today, we have lots of pictures. In the beginning, I have a beautiful mystery photo. It's a mystery, at least to initial readers. A friend sent me by the name of Nelson Longenecker. He took on a recent trip. And I give some clues, and you can be blessed by the picture, determine where it is. And then, of course, lots of pictures from our snowstorm the last several days. We've had some beautiful photo opportunities and opportunity again to post them, along with one a friend sent from Washington, D.C. area, where they also had a big storm. Of course, we have music today, and several songs that we feel will supplement the message, and also an excellent article by Robert McQuilkin that I read many years ago now. He is a man. He was the president of a Bible college in South Carolina, and his wife developed Alzheimer's disease, and it's a beautiful article regarding his faithfulness to their commitments. Also found a video by him expressing that love that is worth the reading of the article and watching the video. Well, thanks again for joining us today. May you be encouraged, and may you continue to love just like Christ loved the church.